I'm Anglican, which I fully confess I am, but we forget, especially in the United States, that there are four branches of Christianity, four main tributaries that feed the river of the faith. The first and largest, obviously, is Roman Catholicism. The second, in terms of numbers, is Protestantism. The third is Anglicanism, in terms of numbers, and the fourth is Orthodoxy. In this country, the Episcopal Church looks and talks and quacks a whole lot like a denomination. And as a result, we tend to think of it as a denomination. You jump the pond in any direction and you immediately, to some extent, you just jump the northern border to Canada. And you immediately lose that confusion, and it becomes quite clear that Anglicanism is a distinct tradition or tributary within Christianity. And Anglicanism has never believed in sola scriptura, scriptura sola. It has, regardless of when you date it, whether you date it from the Celts, whether you date it from the sending of St. Augustine by Gregory the Great in 600 into the islands, or you date it from the Synod of Whitby, or from Henry VIII, it doesn't matter when you date the beginning of Anglicanism. The truth still is that we've always had that blessed three-legged stool, more or less, even though we didn't have Hooker to articulate it till the 16th century. That is, we've always said that Scripture, and Scripture only in terms of tradition plain old discernment of what it is that reason is telling us and that God is telling us through reason. So that reason, tradition, and Scripture have always been the thing that tradition sits on. One of the things that fascinates me, and at first I thought I was being a bit chauvinistic, one of the things that fascinates me is that Roman Catholicism still has a great deal of freight for folk these days who come up out of the Protestant tradition. Protestantism is the thing they are protesting. So for the emergence, it is Anglicanism that seems to be informing. When the new DNA finds a house, the house is going to look an awful lot like an Anglican house or body. And you see books of common prayer spread out in the pews, or not in the pews, in the chairs and on the sofas and in the tables when you visit cohorts. And you see a real return to the liturgical year. You see a real use of the Anglican liturgy. And a real interest in Anglican heroes and saints. So it's interesting to see that whenever our authority is finally established for this next 500 years, it clearly is going to have some of Hooker, some of Anglicanism in it. There's no question that will be there.